All right, we're joined now by Lauren Flynn, who is one of the captains of the Hamilton-Wenham volleyball team, off to another terrific start. Lauren, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, just great. Now, you guys, you've been playing a while for this Hamilton-Wenham team, and what are you guys now? It's 7-0?
Yeah, we're 7-0.
So what's been a highlight so far of this season? What have you guys done to make you feel good so far?
Well, a really big win for us was Masco. They're a very strong team. They've always been a rival of ours. And they had won the first game and we won the next three, so it was really close and it was really exciting, and that was really awesome because we lost our senior setter, like she graduated, mm-hmm. Riva Ventio. And so it was like interesting to see who would step in and be our setter, and we ended up Jaden Hartley Ward and Alex Petalaro, my teammates, both stepped up, and they've both been able to set for us, and they've just been so great, like really great asset to our team this year.
Tremendous. Now, you've been with the team for a while, and what's it feel like now to be a captain and as a senior?
I feel like it's going by so fast. Like, I feel like I was just a freshman, and like, I'm so like comfortable with all the people that I'm playing with now, and it just, I'm so used to like the patterns of like practice and games and our warm-ups and stuff. It just feels so natural now. It's really great, and I really love the people that I've been playing with for the past 4 years.
Well, you remember as a freshman coming in, you know, that you're the young one, you're the new kid on the block, more or less, and there are some kids who are older. And I'm guessing at Hamilton Wenham that the older kids would bring the younger kids along and make them feel good. But now you're in that position, so how do you work with the younger kids, the freshmen, sophomores, and so on?
Well, we obviously separate for practice, so JV and varsity. I mean, we definitely we do a few drills together, which is fun. But like, you caught me on a good day because today we dressed. It was opposite day. It was our dress up day. So for example, like I wore a button up and a tie, and like we all dressed up. Like I usually wear like dresses and stuff, so I wore like boy clothes, and it was it was really funny. So we got to take pictures with the underclassmen. Like we sat with them at lunch, and we got to like, that was a really, today was a good team day because we all like interacted, and it was really funny to see the freshmen like step out of their comfort zone and wear stuff that they don't usually wear. So that's
absolutely
nice. Like, yeah, they want to be a part of it. They're really excited, and it's really great to hang out with them today.
It's hard when you come over from eighth grade and you walk into the building and seniors have been around for a while, and you guys, you own the building, and you know, what's it feel like being a senior now? What are you looking forward to this year, you know, besides the volleyball season?
Good question. Well, I'm taking some pretty tough classes, so that's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how those turn out, but I'm going to definitely learn a lot, so I'm looking forward to that, because they're hard classes, so there's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot of new stuff that I haven't learned before, which is going to be cool.
Good.
I'm looking forward to the basketball season too. That'll be fun after, see how far we can get after making it to the North final.
You guys have had a tremendous career, and, have you started looking at schools yet? And if so, what do you think you might want to do?
I've looked at schools, really New England. I really like it up here with the weather and like the people. So I'll probably hang around. I'm really interested in science. So I'm not sure exactly where I'd go in to that field, but I really like chemistry. But I also I like English and I like Spanish too. So it'll be interesting to see where I can incorporate those in a job.
Sounds like you're whole-brained and well-rounded. What's your most challenging course this year?
Oh my God, AP Calculus.
AP Calc, there you go.
I just had a test today, and it was so bad.
Listen, you're going to be...
It was tough.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And when you get into school next year, you won't have to take calculus, or if you do, you'll just absolutely sail through it.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, let's get down to business now. Oh, I know. One other question. I asked you what schools you were looking at. Are there any schools looking at you?
No. It's like with the volleyball process, you really have to take off your winter sport in order to go to those tournaments. And I really wanted to play basketball, so I didn't really get that chance, but
good for you. Good for you. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. That sounds great. Listen, now, the coach, Coach Flynn, sent me a note that you guys are having a big fundraiser this week. And tell me all about it, Lauren, because it sounds so important.
Yeah, so on one of the first days of school, Mr. Duff, a member of the Ipswich community, came to our school to talk about his daughter, Talia, who is suffering from a rare disease called CMT4J. And he talked about how they have to raise $1 million in order to get her this gene therapy that she needs. Her disease is similar to ALS, and so it would help to stop like the disease from like continuing in her body. Mm-hmm. And that's like really important to her because, I mean, her time is limited. It was really hard for him to say that to us, but we know that she really needs this in order to live. So they've raised $300,000 just from selling shoelaces and just from like community events like lemonade stands. And I know that they're having like a little gala coming up in October. And that's the only way that they've really been able to raise money. So, I mean, it's really impressive that they've raised that much money in just a year with just those small fundraisers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there's anything that like we could do to make a difference, like it's awesome.
All right. So the Hamilton Wenham Reading game match, I guess it is, volleyball match on Thursday at Hamilton Wenham in the gym will be a fundraiser for Talia. And according to the email, Lauren, it says that you'll just be asking for people to donate. No set money, no set anything like that, but you will be selling the shoelaces.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is, like, at entry, just any donation that you feel comfortable with. And then if you want, like, you could buy shoelaces, too. They're $5, and all of the proceeds go straight to the Talia Duff Foundation.
I think that's fantastic. And are your other captains involved with this as well? Maybe you can tell me who they are.
Yeah, Katie Hankin and Cecily Zadie are my other captains. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely helping out, too.
Okay, this is a tremendous enterprise for the team. And, you know, Lauren, I'm sure you see the news and you see what's going on across the country and across the world, and people get all upset and they ask me. I taught math for a long time at Gloucester High School, mm-hmm. and they ask me about, don't you think the world is going to hell? And the answer is no, because I talk to people like you, Lauren, and you make me feel safe, and you make me feel like you guys are going to fix this thing.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Well, I mean it. And so what you got to do is you got to have yourself a great senior year. I know your mom's proud of you, and I know you're proud of the team. You got to have a great senior year. You got to raise a lot of money for Talia on Thursday, and keep your eye on the prize. Self-discipline and do great this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Lauren, we'll keep in touch and tell mom to keep sending me the scores after your matches. And best of luck this season.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lauren, thank you. Take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Lauren Flynn, who is one of the captains of the Hamilton Wenham volleyball team. And, of course, mom, Jen Flynn, is the coach of the team. Generals are 7-0 right now. And, again, tremendous cause coming up on Thursday, September 28th, Cure CMT4J night. CMT4J. We have a link for it on the website. Game will be 7 p.m. versus Reading in the Hamilton Wenham gym. And this is a fundraiser where you're asked to donate whatever you can. Please go. Please visit. Watch a great match. Watch a great game. And at the door, they'll be asking for a donation of anything you're willing to give. Also, they will be selling shoelaces for Talia at $5 a pair. So $5 to help this tremendous cause for Talia. This is MSONewsSports.com.